Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Trice podcast, episode 34.
Sort of spat a little bit as I said 30. Just nice. Forget about that.
Don't boo me,
Joe. We've got spit catchers, it's fine.
Yeah. That's what they're made for, yeah. Today I'm joined by David Rees.
Hey!
He's back.
I'm back. Good to be back, lads.
And he's
good
cured.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Not the, you know, the brain stuff. Tom Looney's here.
Hey!
Max Smith.
Yep. Hello there. I'm cured too, baby.
And Joe McGrath. He's not cured. He's bored. Episode 34. Just has to sit here. This week we're talking about substances. I'll be real, this is an intervention for Joe.
He's shooting up now. That's great.
Anyway, yeah, we've been requested to talk about substances. Yeah, it's
really?
Yeah. I mean, episode 34. It's this or biro pens, guys. Dave.
Yep.
You were gone for 2 weeks.
Yep. I was in lockdown. Yeah. Jenna had the old virus, didn't she? A bit of a... But do you know what? I didn't get one single substance. Symptom.
I got a load of substance.
It was a perfect time.
All the way around.
Yeah. But she lost her smell and taste.
Oh.
So,
she's going back?
No, not yet. She's getting whiff of things.
Yeah.
Just that Dutch oven I give her every night.
I'm going to have to clean it now. The taste's not back fully yet, which is a shame because she likes baking things and she hasn't baked anything. Because she can't taste them, which is
what a selfish
on my end.
She's been really enjoying my chicken though.
People are always focusing on the deaths and not the bacon when it comes to coronavirus.
It's what they miss out. It's what they miss out.
Obviously, that's impacting you.
Yeah, exactly. And I haven't been eating properly because of it. So it's on her. But yeah, I got phone called a lot from Track and Trace.
Yeah.
They're on you. They want to know what you're doing every day.
Of course.
Sort of thing.
Are they
nice people to talk to?
Do you know what? They really are.
Yeah.
At the last one I had, I was like, thank you very much for this, mate. It's been lovely. I'm so glad what the NHS is doing. Stick with it, mate.
Nice. Did you start with that?
I ended with that.
So you had quite a long time.
He was like, well, what you been up to?
They'd hung up at this point.
I was telling him all about how I took Salford City to the Champions League.
Really?
He weren't overly impressed about that.
No.
Is that a FIFA thing?
Yeah, FIFA thing. On world class, which is a higher difficulty.
It's funny because obviously, you know, our taxes have paid for that conversation.
Wasted up valuable time for him. I mentioned that I was the cure now and then, but they didn't find it funny. They just said, right, I've got to go into the next.
So lots of information that he wasn't impressed by over a long conversation.
I haven't seen people. I need to talk to someone that's not Jenna.
No. Did you try to?
So what are you doing after this?
What's your personal number?
I'm bored. Yeah. What are you doing after this?
You've been trying to get the virus.
Yeah.
What's your reason for a test today? I'm just lonely.
Joe, are you popping bubbles in this fucking studio? We all heard it.
I heard that pop.
Joe, I can't sit with this anymore. Yeah. Joe, we need an apology for last week.
Why?
Are you kidding? Why?
The audio went off for a good few seconds.
20 minutes.
which Joe goes, something's up.
Wasn't our fucking mics, was it, Joe?
Jake's not right here.
The thing is, so obviously, you know, I edit the podcast, like, do the first draft of
Keep
it.
Working.
But yeah, of course, entertaining the nation.
Very small nation. San Marino.
But they love it, all right?
Yeah, they do.
So the audio was missing for 20 minutes, and I'm stressed, like, what's going on? Where is it? And in the background, you can just see Joe go, his eyes darting back and forth, and I'm like, wait a minute, there's something up here.
We did try to deny it though just now.
it's the first time Joe's been caught on camera properly.
Yeah.
And it's damning evidence.
The pressure got
what segment was it?
So you bring the mics down for IMAX because obviously you don't want the loud sound, you don't want the loud sound of laughter drowning out the rest of the episode. And I guess you forget to pull it up until way into Looney Cooney.
Yeah. So would you rather Stephen Price? We'll do Stephen Price this week.
It was during Looney Cooney that he came back up.
Yeah.
So during my segment, you zoned out so much. So you were just checking the technical stuff.
What you didn't see?
It was really quiet.
The mic's on. What you didn't see is him laughing for that 20 minutes after IMAX. Right, just continuous laughter. You know, it's a great plug for the segment. And we've got a great segment coming up later. Great interview. Yeah,
yeah. I need to ask you two, what have you been up to?
Yeah, not much. Been resting.
No more scraps.
Now in a while, I'm injured from the
previous one.
Scrap.
Yeah.
Just eating, watching World War II in colour. That's been really good.
Oh, very good.
I've been watching Band of Brothers.
Has anyone got any cocaine?
really interesting week. So much stuff you don't. Oh, it's brutal. Yeah. Brutal.
Max, have you done anything?
Watch a Japanese show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Japanese were in World War II. Obviously, a big part of it.
Yeah, I'm on the Pacific now, actually. Yeah, Pacific. That's the following of Band of Brothers. Yeah. So
the show I watched had nothing to do with World War II. A guy eating Japanese food and samurai walks in. Good stuff. What else have you been up to?
I went to the Lake District. thanks, guys. Yeah,
I was going to ask. It just seemed like you had something.
It was coming, but...
Okay, go on.
Is that Cumbria?
Yeah, that way. Yeah. You read that there.
Brie. I know the place.
Well,
Brie. Brie.
And it doesn't look a bit like Cumbria. Maybe that's where they get it from. They get it from somewhere else. The French Peni. Anyway, so I went to the Lake District, specifically Ambleside. So anyway, we were walking along and we saw there was a university there, the University of Cumbria. I was like, I didn't know there was one here. So we went up it and it was the weirdest campus you've ever seen. It looked like
just a shed.
Looked like Haven. Pretty much, the SU was like a tiny. Oh. And based on the decoration, it looked like a nursery. You know, like just things hung up. It looked so small.
Bunting.
And the houses looked like little cottages. And
really?
A different experience, going to university there. Yeah.
Can you picture any like mad raves going on there, or do you reckon it'd be like a very quiet sort of unique?
Maybe they have a wild side. Yeah. I didn't get to see it. The only issue is that there's a lot of hills in Cumbria. So I was thinking if they, where the town was, it's a lower point. So to get back to your house, it's way up there. So imagine if you tried to pull a girl, you got a fucking trek halfway up. Literally have to pull them at some point. But in a
dangerous.
Let's bring back a favourite segment that we used to do on the podcast, which is Attack of the Podcasts. Something we haven't done for a while. Yeah. Just thought I'd start with Jack, mate, because his podcast has got a big Spotify deal. He starts every podcast with a question about meal deals. I thought Spotify have made a meal of that deal with him.
He walked right into that.
I just think that you said it.
Yeah, man.
You said what we're all too afraid to say.
I don't think you all have that thought process.
We all thought it. You know,
not as good.
No, I thought
it.
Just me.
I thought about it years ago.
For the bravery to say it.
To stand on that hill and just scream it to the people.
I did do that in Cumbria. A lot of unlocks. The E-Boys got a Spotify exclusive podcast.
Who cares?
The E doesn't stand for entertainment. I was like,
we're all thinking it.
That's it, man.
My brother likes these people called Marty and Michael. So,
anything you want to say?
Marty and Michael, more like Farty and Farkle.
That's an original.
The only Eminem I care about is Marshall Mathers.
Comedy Bang Bang.
Joe's apology. We did that.
Get an apology?
We didn't. Sorry. He denied it. He said I didn't do that.
He said
we humiliated him, but that wasn't enough. I want to see tears.
Joe's done a lot for this podcast.
Well done, Joe. Proud of you.
Well done, Joe. We'll be here without you.
So this is a weird thing. I went for a haircut the other day, and my barber asked me what aftershave I had on, because I think it gave him a headache. And I was like, oh, it's 1 million, and then I couldn't think of the word that it's called. And it's 1 million lucky, but I couldn't think of it. I was like, why can't I think of this? I wear it every day, pretty much. And it was so annoying. I was like, oh, I'm so stupid. And then later on at the weekend, One Direction, That's What Makes You Beautiful was playing, and I knew every word to it. Yeah. I didn't know I did knew that. Yeah. So like, what's my brain doing? You know, I don't know things that I should know, but
you've got a very good memory. Very good. Scarily so.
Something I use every day. Yeah. I think my awareness is low. A bit like Joe when he's doing the podcast.
Call back to her.
Last time. Sort of like Spotify when they gave Jack Mate that meal.
Don't worry about that, because my grandma once asked me what aftershave I wanted, and I wanted Selvage. And she was like, I've looked everywhere for this bloody Selvage. Oh. And it was Sauvage.
Oh. You got me a load of Selvage. A load of it in the vagina seed.
Oh, these kids.
Do you mean sewage, Dave?
Rather getting this on yourself.
She's got me a roll of sausages in the air. She's like, I'll do it. That's close enough.
Just that fifth.
Smells quite nice.
Beer 52. 52.
Beer 52.
Hey, Max, Tom and Dave and Joe.
Thank you.
How does the sound of a free case of award-winning beer sound to you?
Ooh.
Go on.
Not bad, eh?
Lovely.
That's very good.
Like. Well, that's exactly what Beer 52 were offering. All you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/Stephen and cover the £5.95 postage, and they'll deliver this exclusive case worth £24 right to your door. That's about, you know, four times the worth you get in there for just paying the delivery. Every month, they visit a different country. Hey, Tom. Beer 52's 150,000 strong legion of members rate the beer they receive each month, and this month, the case is a collection of the highest rated beers over the last 12 months.
Oh.
It's the best of. So basically, the best of the best, which is why they've asked this podcast to do it.
Yeah.
And it's because we've got a cheap rate. Okay. Don't worry. If you don't like the dark beer, you can choose the light option. Each case also comes with the award-winning beer magazine...
Ferment.
As well as a tasty snack to enjoy along with your beer. And if it's not for you, you can pause/cancel anytime. Oh, I love that. Just go to www.beer52.com/Stephen, Stephen, to claim your free case of 8 craft beers now. Thank you very much, Beer 52.
Well done, lads.
Cheers, guys.
My dad's actually a subscriber now to Beer 52.
Geez. To the Stephen Tries podcast.
Paul Reese. Well done, Dad. We're proud of you.
Proud of you, Paul.
He sent me a photo and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd subscribe to that, though. OnlyFans. Paul, if Paul wants to join OnlyFans, just show me a cock every sort of 2 days. I will pay upwards of £12 a month for that.
Fair price.
Yeah. £1 per inch. If it runs in the family,
we'll see.
New segment coming up, by the way.
Stop it.
Dave shaves. This week we're talking about substances.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. We could just say we've never done them and move on. That'd be a lie.
Yeah.
As Max has, of course, told us a great anecdote of him at a festival.
Yeah.
Crawling through the mud. At one with nature.
Yeah. Somebody made a reference to a baby elephant being birthed or something. Yeah. Remember that. Never forget that.
You did forget it.
Someone had slashed the back of its knees.
So half an hour later, we realised he hadn't actually had the pill.
I'm scared of loud noises. I don't like Kanye West on stage. If he was, the next day I was on a horrific come down. Oh. Everyone else is there having a great time, just there with my beer like, kill me. Why the fuck did I come out?
Why did you go back?
Stephen asked. Yeah, Stephen said,
I got the text at 10 a.m. saying, you're going out again today.
Yeah, boy.
I was in the tent just drinking all the wine.
Sad. I feel horrendous.
Jesus Christ.
Been at the gay village dancing all night.
Yeah, man. You're on your hands and knees there.
Look at that fucking baby elephant, man. Meaning the trunk size, because I'm a fat old peen. Yeah, boy!
Look at that baby.
Slashed the back of its knees. That's grim. You know.
You're supposed to be a vegan.
I am a vegan.
Stop eating elephants, mate.
Controversial vegan.
I love that character.
I don't eat them, but I hurt them.
Anyway, alcohol. We'll start off with that.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with alcohol? Are you a good drinker?
No, I'm a great drinker.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Do you drink just casually in your own home, or?
No, I've got a Nutribullet at home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I've used it more for Bacardi than I have for fruit.
Just blend it with your dinner.
Well, lovely roast of Bacardi.
What's a Nutribullet?
like a smoothie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I make cocktails in my Nutribullet.
I just drink beer 52, so...
Yeah, hey!
I can have a casual drink now at home. It's more when I wouldn't drink spirits at home, just on my own.
Mm. I'll have a gin, like, if I fancy
enough.
It.
Yeah, if that's
you.
If I'm like a girly mood with Jenna...
Tough game of Salford.
Oh, stressing after that. Yeah. But I'll have a beer, like, if the footy's on.
Yeah.
If I'm watching the footy or...
Or you're on the phone to the track and trade.
Are you drinking as well?
Give me your address, I'll send you beer 52 round.
A few bottles of champagne after the cup final.
Don't go. Come on, one more.
How's things, Dave? Not good. In a dark place.
It's been a while.
What's your worst drink?
I cannot do shots now. Recently in Amsterdam, I was having a nice day.
Yeah.
Few beers.
Oh, yeah.
And then just later on, I just got a bit silly.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And I did a few shots. I don't really remember much of it, but it just turned me. Yeah. I was throwing up. I felt awful. Really hung over the next day.
Something else, the mixtures.
Yeah.
What was it? Liquor before beer?
Drink before grass puts you in
liquor
grass.
Before beer? Not in this place.
That's Jenna's rule.
I hate, which one is it? Can't drink whiskey. It's too strong for me.
You did get
a basic bitch.
You got an absinthe cocktail when I was out with you recently and you really struggled with that.
Didn't do well. But I can drink that more than whiskey.
I love whiskey, but whiskey does not love me.
You're sort of Tommy Shelby, are you?
Yeah, a bit of a...
What's your favourite whiskey, Dave?
Jack Daniels, but that's not really a whiskey, is it?
No, it's definitely a whiskey.
It's Glenfiddich.
Is that your nan's one? I was at the market before.
Got your sausages.
Got your nan Glenfiddich, you like.
Or one of those Glenfiddich.
Glenfiddich.com.
Jameson.
Or Jameson's.
I love Irish whiskey. Irish whiskey's, it's the bomb.
Jameson's, like, what's it called, with a coffee?
Irish coffee. Yeah.
That's my favourite
coffee.
My coffee. Yeah.
Or an ISIS coffee, as your nan gets. Also sponsored by ISIS this week.
Yeah.
Great friends of the podcast.
Let's say that when we get to IMAX. There's no doubt of beer.
So I was chatting with ISIS this week.
me and Abu Bakr al Baghdadi, great friends.
Great friends. Yeah.
What about drugs? I'm talking the dank weed. Have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
Lay it on the table,
Dave.
Don't.
This is the result.
I smoked it in Amsterdam.
Oh, right.
Yeah, man, yeah. Because I tried to buy one of those cookies, like the edibles. I'm pretty sure it was just fake because it was from the shop. Yeah. Sweet treat, though. Tasted as shit.
I find the edibles, right?
All over the house.
Ridiculous.
Can't move for them.
They're ridiculous strength-wise, and edibles compared to smoking is ridiculous. Mm. So go into edible first thing. It's like it's a bad idea, to be fair. So it's kind of good that you've got dummied out there. Yeah.
Especially it doesn't hit you straight away, does it?
No, it takes.
So you'll think that I'm fine, and you'll finish off, you know, a whole cheesecake.
And then just suddenly,
weed cheesecake.
A whole pot of chili con carne.
Realised I was eating the wrong one. Shit. We knew we should burn next
an entire goulash.
Yeah.
It's my secret recipe.
I tried the weakest, like, sativa.
Yeah, sure.
So I think it was, like, the lowest of the low. And that sent me. Because I don't think I have much tolerance for drinking or smoking. But...
You've got a practice, man. Just keep doing it.
Thanks, mate. That's what I've done.
And with a blocked nose, I wasn't taking it in properly, apparently. So I wasn't going to use my mouth, you know.
Just, that's not right.
I've been snorting this weed all night, man.
Why is the cookie crumbs all over your arse?
Weed suppository.
I smoked it, and I really wasn't taking it in. And then eventually learned how to do it. I was just coughing all over the place.
It makes you cough.
It makes me cough because I don't smoke often.
Yeah.
So when I do, coughing fits. It's embarrassing, you know, when you're around seasoned smokers.
Oh, exactly. Everyone does it. That's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
As soon as you got to get past.
As soon as you get on it, you start
which
coughing.
You do in other
it's
stuff,
that. Yeah, 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 yeah. So that's why I made the reference.
Oh, yay. Nice.
See what I did there?
Brilliant. It's a comedy course.
That was a fluke, but.
I'll edit that bit
out. Nice one, cheers. Yeah.
Dave, have you smoked anything other than the weakest sativa like I have? Have you up the levels?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never done that weak shit.
Where I was at uni, we didn't smoke it all the time. My mum watches this.
Just most of the time.
We tried different strands.
Yeah.
Realised which one's the strongest and which blow your socks off.
Which is that?
And just stuck to them.
Well, I found Lemon Haze, it's called. Bloody.
Sounds tasty.
Does. I like it. Citrus.
Knocks your socks off.
But to be fair, if you smoke it just before you get in bed, then blowing your socks off sort of saves you a job. Doesn't
it? Oh, brilliant! Yeah. Why don't you have a Spotify deal?
Oh, it blows my mind. So you probably smoked it when you recently went to Amsterdam.
I did mix it with beer.
Very nice.
Are you sick?
Horrible.
Oh, really bad. But it was the shots. Things I was drinking half pints, and I was being really careful drinking water as well. And I don't know what happened.
Just mixture. Everything.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. See, have you ever whited?
I know you have.
Yeah, big time.
In my flat in first year.
Oh yeah.
And then you smoked a spliff with John.
And then you were just
in his room, on the floor in the fetal position.
I was getting really irritated
when people were coming in.
No, that was because you came in and started whacking me with a sausage pillow. Are you fucking kidding?
No.
You came in. I was having a sweet nap.
Yeah.
John said to me, "Take my floor. Do what you will with it." And I was like, "Yeah, cheers." I wake up to Tom and a group of people, at least five people, which is a group, whacking me with a sausage that Tom sleeps with in between his legs, and I'm getting whacked over the face.
It's just a
even
pillow.
Even if I wasn't drunk or it's never in between my legs. Mad high,
sometimes in between my legs.
I believe Maxie.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I don't think. I think he was.
I remember it very.
He was. All, yeah, I think a few times I cracked the door open and you were like, "Oh."
Yeah, I was
please
sick.
Leave me.
Please help me, I was saying.
So I saw that as an invitation.
to whack me with your sausage.
We had in my old house, we had a basement.
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
And that's where we used to go and smoke, like down there. And I remember one time we all went out and everyone come back and everyone whited in this basement. Everyone was just holding bucket. How's everyone feeling? Anyone go upstairs and give me some water? Someone else is, I can't even move.
So you often have like food poisoning.
I was just sat there.
Did you make dinner that night?
The first time I whited, I was at a friend's house. Doing some of the dank herb, as you will. I was in a room and I whitey, so I throw up in my mouth and my cheeks are bursting.
Oh, yeah,
so it's whitey just and it's
when
gone
you
too
throw
far.
Up. Yeah. So I throw up in my mouth and I've put my hand over my mouth, so nothing's coming out. I run to the toilet, kick open the door, and then I throw up again. And the vomit comes out of my mouth and sprays around where my hand is. So the top of my face is covered in sick. All down there is covered in sick. The whole room's covered in sick and, like, in a very tight circle. None's in the toilet.
But your lips are perfect. You go back in. I got my smooches ready.
You know, like how Batman has that one part of his suit that isn't covered as well. That was the only part
of my three-piece suit. Still looking sharp.
Hands dry as
where were we, baby? Hired this from M&S. Take it back today.
Literal acid burns on you. We can have fun though. Now
that's it. After the surgery.
Let's hop into a quick Stephen Live.
Stephen Live.
Stephen's Sweet Little Lies.
So, Dave,
Stephen,
you are our detective.
Nice one.
And this week we decided to write them down.
Okay.
Yeah, make it look more professional.
Max, Maximodo.
The Japanese made me barf, bro.
Oh. Tom?
When I was 17, I sold ecstasy to Eamon Holmes.
And Steve?
I had my drink spiked at a family barbecue.
Ooh. Okay, Max, would you like to elaborate?
When I was at university, mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, I was indulged in a classic bong, and we were watching a show, Gaki no Batsu, classic Japanese show.
Right.
At which point I throw up into the bong, and then I'm about to light it again and smoke sick water, which luckily I didn't.
Joe, you know, I've been there with a nature documentary, funny enough. Just saw the colours and it sent me.
Yeah, crazy.
So, yeah, relatable. Okay, Tom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ecstasy to Eamon Holmes.
Yes, not directly. So when I was kind of 16, 17, 18, first years of going to town, we used to go to quite nice places.
Right.
Kind of looking back, kind of posy kind of bars.
So, you know, 16?
Well, you'd often get celebrities there and stuff. And on this night in question, Eamon Holmes, amongst some other people, were in this...
What's it called?
It's on John Dalton Street. It's got like a terrace.
Would they have presenters and 16-year-olds?
No. I used to dress them there. Me and my friends.
Worlds collide in this street.
We put a shirt on, you know, and try and...
What? Just the world elite.
Yeah.
The world elite.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew was there.
You know it is. This wasn't 42. This wasn't 42. Okay. Well, one of the guys I was out with was a bit of a dealer, if you like.
Philip Schofield.
Yeah. I had bought some ecstasy from him.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know, just when you're in a group. But I later on decided I didn't want this ecstasy.
You had GCSEs to remember.
Yeah. So I got a refund, basically.
Got a refund for drugs?
Yes, yeah. Well, it was the same night, same person. And he was known kind of amongst the industry. He used to sell to, like, industry staff, so he was known in the bar and that. He then went on and sold ecstasy to Eamon Holmes.
Right. Okay.
It was, I guess, I was part of the transaction without directly being the one.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Through hands and then hand it back. You know,
it's a punchy title.
Yeah.
Part of the supply chain.
Okay, Steve. Yeah. Elaborate.
It was a family reunion in August. Okay. Did it every year. So I was about 18, 19, and I was there. I was sat with my cousin. He's a couple of years older than me.
Mm.
And I wasn't drinking alcoholic drinks. I was just drinking, it was Coke. I was sat with my nan and my cousin at the head table, having a fucking wild time.
Disaster happens.
And, the drug in question. It might have been Rennie's, something like Rennie's, what right. Max has to help you with your acid reflux or whatever.
Mm.
And so my cousin saw them by my, which family member it was, an old man. And so I was chatting to my nan, having a great conversation. And then my cousin had put, it was either one or two in my drink. Rest of the day went fine.
Yeah.
I drank my drink. And then about half an hour into the journey home, I felt my stomach just go... So we went to a petrol station.
To get something?
Well, to go to the toilet.
Right, gotcha.
And then just...
purchase more Rennie.
And then I went for a poo and it was just water. Just came gushing out. So I was pooing, I was thinking, that isn't normal. You know, I've just had a lovely Coke and a sweet chicken meal. And so I was just shitting water for ages. And then probably about a few weeks later, cousin messaged me. He's going, how's your arse? Yeah, have you been franked by step-grandad? And then he admitted to spiking me. Never got him back, and I love a prank.
He's on the list.
Yeah,
he's on the list. Right, okay. Well, I'm going to go straight out off the bat.
Go on.
And say, Tom's, yours is a lie.
Bold decision.
Shadow of a doubt. And just because of a relatability, I'm going to go with Max Moto Smith. You're telling the truth.
Well done. Threw up in a bong and almost, you know.
Chunked it.
Gaki no
Batsu. Me and Tom just got ours today.
Yeah.
My first time reading that.
Yeah. Fucking first time reading that.
Did you make it up for each other?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
When I was 17, I sold ecstasy to Eamon and fucking home.
I don't know why you took that route.
No.
So.
Yeah. Almost got me.
They've all been there.
Yeah, yeah.
I could have gone worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, other drugs. Ever done a balloon?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
A complete waste of money and time. You might as well just get up out of a hot bath quickly.
Yeah, stand up.
That lasts longer.
But you have done.
I have done. My dad told me to take a mobile phone into the bathroom in case I was in the house on my own. I got too quickly and collapsed. Which I don't know why a phone would help. I think he was trying to trick me.
I did poppers. Is that similar?
Sniff.
Similar,
yeah.
Yeah, so people were doing them, like, you could get them, used to be able to get them at Aflex and stuff when I was
a shopping still
can. 16 yeah, yeah. and that, so waste of time. Just made your head feel like it was under pressure.
Yeah, and it hurts after a while.
It's unnecessary, completely unnecessary. You know, I had a better time without it.
I had a very good time with balloons because I was mixing, drinking. It wasn't a very good idea at the time.
No.
Because when I look back on it, I go, fucking hell, that was dangerous. Now I realise, oh, it was actually really good fun at the time. Yeah. But don't do it, kids. Basically, we drink, you smoke weed, and you do it at the same time. It's just a whole different experience.
Did you see anything?
Many things.
Yeah.
Many things. I thought I saw the beanstalk growing through my chimney.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Never do it again.
It's something I've put. Fake drugs. I've seen people get sold fake drugs at festivals. It happens a lot. And it's just very funny because the dealers just do it and then just go and you'll never find them again.
Yeah.
And they charge loads. I was having a drink and then I saw something fizzing in it. I was like, oh God, fucking hell. And then for 5 minutes I was just sat there going, oh God, I can feel it. I can feel it. And then somebody told me, yeah, that's not a drug at all. Yeah, you're just panicking.
This is at the family do, and it's just a Coke.
Man. Yeah. But then as soon as I got told that, it was just, oh, I'm fine.
So, yeah, it's weird.
Vietnam flashbacks of the family barbecue.
Someone's looking for their arm.
My nan telling me about line dancing. And I was line dancing. Hey! Yeah. Oh, Spotify. Apple or Amazon.
Love
anyone,
it.
Really. What I think I do with drug dealers is I'm just so polite with them. I can't think what to compare it to. I used to be bad with, like, homeless people, if they ask for money, I often wouldn't have it, so I'd just ignore them.
Oh, you'd be awful, wouldn't you? You would shout at them and, run and rave.
Kick their money over.
It's not my fault you're on the street.
You've got more fucking money than I do.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Do you know who the hell I am? Oh, no, you don't, because you don't have a phone or YouTube.
Great. Where?
they had a Rascal t-shirt on. But drug dealers would go, do you want this or that? Like, oh, fine, thank you. And I'd be so polite. I think these people are breaking the law. Yeah. You know?
I think at the end of the day, though, they're just people doing a job.
Yep.
Getting money.
That's it.
It's a very, very important part of the economy. Like, you know, if you were to stop drugs, then that's billions taken out overnight. Like,
shouldn't they just legalise weed, though?
Yeah.
I feel like that's one that,
I don't know if it's
a naturally occurring plant.
So in America, there's a rule where if the amount of taxes an area gets in is over a certain amount, the overspill of money goes back into that state.
It's, Colorado had it as well. After they legalized it, they got a tax surplus.
Yeah. And they've got billions now. Yeah. It's insane just because of
madness.
Just do it.
It's up to me, Max.
Come on, Boris.
I wish it was.
Come on, Steak.
Sort your priorities out.
Yeah, come on, Boris.
Yeah.
Boris, Boris, Boris.
But
cut that up and reuse it somewhere else. I saw the greatest thing I've ever seen with a drug dealer. He gave me a business card.
Oh, I've had a few business cards.
And I still remember it.
Dr. Sweets.
Dr. Sweets.
Yeah, in Fallowfield.
Yeah. When we was walking to the podcast,
to Dr. Sweets.
I had one that said,
"Great friend of the podcast."
Great friend. I had one that said, "Call Sean from dusk till dawn." That's good. Nice. Yeah, it's very good.
He's relayed that of someone else.
Yeah.
Did you call Sean?
No.
Ever done a class A hard drug?
I've done mushrooms in Amsterdam.
Wow, how was that?
One of the best things I've ever done in my whole entire life. Where it's legal out there, I just thought, sod it. When in Rome. Yeah. When in Rome, when in Amsterdam,
you got to do it,
give it a try. I was like, I'll never do it over here because, like, don't know what it's like over here. They sell by the counter over there. All you're doing is you're just laughing for at least about 4 hours straight. God. That's all it is. And you see things, but it is fantastic.
Funny things?
Yeah. Hilarious. I thought I saw a bald bulldog, which is very surprising because I like bulldogs. I also thought I saw, you know, one of the people that got like that?
A flasher.
Yeah. But he had tangerines.
One of them. You know, one of them.
You've seen him around.
But yeah, they were selling tambourines.
Did it make a noise when he went like that?
It would ching.
Nice.
Ka-ching.
Was that just to jazz up his penis? You know, to add a little bit of showbiz to flashing his dong.
It was all glittered. Yeah. What's the thing where you put around a Christmas tree?
Tinsel.
Nice. Tinsel. If you did that as a flasher, because you've made it a bit of a show, you could just say it's like
performing arts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And technically, you would be covered, wouldn't you? I mean, a tinsel would probably obscure most of it from view.
Oh, don't know about me.
Really big bauble, yeah?
That's what the doctors call it.
World's biggest bauble.
My boiler's broken at the moment, so I've had...
cold.
I've had to have a bath using the kettle. I don't usually have baths, just have showers. But I realised I was stretching my balls against the back. It's like a bat wing. Pull it out.
Wow.
You've been parachuting off your roof.
Gliding.
I'm not.
Could it work? Am I mad? So even be thinking.
Do it. But then if you did that, realistically, the fright would tighten your ball sack.
Yeah.
And then you'd be
No! Not again!
I'd have to wear tinsel so I'm not flashing. There's too much going on there, really.
It's a whole ordeal.
It's not a simple undertaking.
It's not. Anyway, back from my ball sack. Here's what I get a lot. People say that I look stoned. In videos, I just think I'm tired or I just look thick.
You work really hard.
That's it. Non-stop, man.
Yeah, man.
Just your mind just keeps going and going.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Key worker.
Yeah, man.
Everyone thinks I'm monged out because I've got wonky eyes. Yeah. So I was always like, hey, fuck you. Right, man,
People accuse me of having the munchies all the time. Yeah.
Which people are
when you say accused?
I shame you, sir.
That's a dangerous accusation.
Get him.
Oh God,
that's really serious.
He's a disease on the streets.
But I'd smoke weed again. Yeah. But I'd never do a class A drug.
Yeah. I think I've told this. I snorted it by accident and rolled in dog shit.
The dog shit was on purpose.
That was before. I did that.
Sorry.
And went, I
accidentally rolled in dog shit.
I need a bump after this one. Just get anything up my nose.
How can you accidentally snort?
So, the
substance.
I don't know if I've said this, but I did this stupid thing at school where you'd crush up love hearts and you'd snort it. You'd be like, hey, I'm cool, mate.
Don't People accuse like me of having the munchies.
I'm snorting it, not eating it, okay?
It doesn't work with
it goes in a different area. So I was at a party and somebody had done like a line on the table.
How the fuck is he getting invited to parties? It's not refreshers and sweets.
Everyone loved it. It was a great bit. I was there dancing.
They all felt really bad after the pirate peed them back.
So I went to a party and there was a line of cocaine on the table, which, being a stupid kid, I thought, oh, it's crushed up whatever. So I snorted it. Turned out it was like, you know, cocaine.
You kind of take that into your adult life, haven't you? Just seeing drugs on the side and thinking, I'll have that.
Yeah.
I'll take it. That's mine.
Like, I'm being young.
If it's lying there, I'll take it.
Yeah, man.
Dios mio.
I'm talking about drugs.
Yeah, man.
Not bugs.
Don't fuck pugs, okay?
Unless it's consensual.
Frogs, not fucking pugs.
Tom, ever did a hard drug?
No, I'm not really interested.
I've started to doubt that Eamon Holmes story now. Yeah, you guys.
The Eamon Holmes story was a lie.
Did it just Ruthie gave it to him? Ruthie, yeah.
Joe McGrath.
That's not on, mate.
No.
So would you do DMT then, where you have this sort of out-of-body experience?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah. I think in a safe environment.
Yeah, it's all got to be where you feel in control, I guess. Mm.
Yeah.
Because when I smoked the ganja, I was in the bath and I sort of came out of my
my trance. Did you have your mobile phone with you?
I put it in the bath and one of the wacky moments I have. FaceTime with my dad. He didn't hang up for some reason.
Make sure you're safe, son.
Camera was the wrong way round.
That's me boy.
I think.
Stop stretching your balls out. I can fly, Dad. I can fly.
Can't see past the bauble.
You lit up like a Christmas tree, man.
The tiniest Christmas tree.
Oh, God.
This is fantastic.
Instead of a star at the top, it's just a little bit of piss.
You know what? Above that, a true star.
Yeah.
Brian, you've got to
deserving of a Spotify deal.
Oh, yeah. Please!
They all are. We should get one of those.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Send an email, Mugs.
Not that this next bit's going to take away from that. Sorry.
No, that's right.
I got told by my girlfriend that I eat too many multivitamins. She went, it's actually really dangerous. But they taste so sweet.
They
and
do.
Just like little treats.
What was it that you ate too much of in...
Pretty much everything.
No. In second year, you weren't eating much at all. You were just like kind of celery.
Hummus. Yeah,
and you ate
cheese.
Carrots, didn't you? You got weight. And
I
didn't
got
your
really
hands, orange hands from eating too many carrots.
They were ridiculous. I've
frighteningly
seen
orange.
Yeah.
I ate too many Rennies.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
I've just bought another 500.
Yeah. Really?
15 quid.
Are you addicted to Rennies or do you need them every day?
I need them. Yeah, I think I've done a lot of damage to my body.
I accidentally punched a drug dealer.
Oh.
At a festival. But I reached my arm out and I just knocked him in the head. And apparently he was looking at me like, what are you doing?
Did you step to him after that?
No, I was just in my own little world.
Listen here, Coke boy.
Coke boy.
My mate, when we first went to Kavos, when we very first arrived, which was about 5 minutes in,
only arrived
once. He asked for a double balloon. Although I turned up every day, and I'm spelling that T-R-N-T.
T-Pain's in the room.
Just realised they played Cha Cha Slide every night in Kavos. It really took away that everyone got into it as well. It's like being in a kids' club.
It sounds like, is it Phoenix Nights? It sounds like one of those.
What's that other one where you have to sit on the floor and do that?
Oh, it's in oops. Yeah.
Oh, side your head. Side your head.
Now time for fine. what's that one?
Hey, caramba.
Apple crumble.
Apple crumble.
I love apple crumble.
Why'd you look at Max when you said apple crumble?
What did you go, ooh, fatty? Fatty one cake. Lifting
the
roof.
Not on, is it?
What the fuck is that? You're juggling my belly.
No, he's got apple crumble, okay? For those looking at, listening at home, Dave's sort of raising each hand as if he's got a pair of tits in him. Scales, as in what drug dealers use. Back to the topic.
Really well done there.
The drug dealing videos on YouTube that we've done, they always go down really well.
We do.
And it sort of makes you question how you can get away with it when you've got, you know, a bag of fake cocaine. And it, you know, YouTube just allows it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, I don't know, it's part of your kind of gimmick, if you like. It's so blatantly fake.
Yeah, man.
You know.
Yeah. And the Coke can. Did
there.
Yeah,
do
you remember?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
It's parody, isn't it? You know?
Exactly.
Holding up a fucking mirror.
I was trying to be like Stephen Graham and do some really good acting in those sketches. But
you can have great acting and still hold up a mirror.
Yeah, you can.
Satire, isn't it? You know,
thanks, girls.
Yeah. Really great acting.
Stop.
What's the craziest way you've taken drugs?
Up the bum.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking.
My cock isn't a drug, Dave.
But I'm addicted to it.
I feel like I've got such an addictive personality that... I don't want to go near drugs because if that's me, I'm scuppered. I'll just stick to sweet treats. Yeah.
I read in the news that somebody had been crushed to death.
Oh no!
You snorted.
Grinding the wrong thing. Oh, shit.
I just saw it on the side and thought, well, isn't it? And it's going.
Was that a morgue? You know.
Visiting
in the morgue.
Any number of characters.
Probably even a story. So I'd read about somebody getting crushed to death in one of those garbage compactors.
Yeah.
And after work,
We had a little spliff because it was a long day.
Yeah.
And as I was walking home, the bin men were out. So I saw this thing coming towards me. I'm getting really paranoid, yeah. So I just leg it home, not screaming. But like, oh no! It's coming to kill me.
The one day you wear a black bin bag
tied around with a rope.
James, I'm watching me!
I had one story about the time I was dragged up some stairs and thrown out onto the street for doing drugs in a bar in the Northern Quarter.
Name and shame.
Apotheca.
Screw you.
Apotheca. More like apology owed to Tom.
Well, it was the door staff. I don't know. They'd obviously received reports. And I was mid-flow having a wee downstairs. And he just burst in the cubicle, grabs me. Like, my penis is still out, so I had to hurriedly try and put it away.
Yeah.
Just dragged me up the stairs. I was a bit drunk, but then like fucking dragged me up the stairs and threw me out onto the street and was like, I'm going to tell everyone on every bar on the street what you've been up to. Your night's over, sunshine. I was like, what?
What's going on here?
Yeah. My friends hadn't even turned up yet. I was waiting for them.
You ever seen Chicken Run?
No.
Right, we were all over the flat.
I denied that. Such a...
We was all doing pills in our... Because the first time we'd all wanted to do like something like that. So we stayed in their flat and we were playing loud music. It must have been like 1 a.m. and a security card come up.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know, in the Chicken Run, where the bloke opens the gate and he goes, all the chickens look at like that, all wide-eyed. We all going out, got all the chins going out there. So, can you turn the music down? Yeah, sure. That was one of the weirdest experiences.
That's cute.
You do a good gurn.
Yeah,
that's makes perfect.
It's harder to get your jaw straight.
Feel like the Hulk.
I'm always gurning.
It's my secret.
Now it's time for IMAX.
So IMAX this week is me interviewing someone
Ooh.
Who Shock. Was in a fresh new movie.
Okay. Yeah?
We're interviewing Ewan McGregor.
I wonder what fresh new movie Ewan McGregor's done. So I remember seeing him years ago in
Star Wars. Yeah,
same.
Trainspotting.
Pet Sematary.
Trainspotting.
Obi-Wan.
Trainspotting 2.
Trainspotting 1.
Let's hear IMAX.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Last week's. Oops.
IMAX is in shatters. I've received a plethora of emails from the King of Vatican City, the Pope, who has demanded I return to my roots and review the freshest, newest movies and stop resurrecting Hitler and Jimmy Savile from hell.
For God's sake.
And the sake of my soul, Joe. Luckily for me, the Pope has granted me an audience with an actor from his favourite movie, Trainspotting. That's right, I'm talking Ewan McGregor. Hey, how do you feel, Joe?
Out my head.
You should be fine. All you need to do is hit a little record button. Even you can't mess that up. Shit, here he comes.
Hello there.
Stealing my catchphrase. Not cool.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, film reviewer extraordinaire. I'm a trusty sidekick.
Hello! My name's Joe.
Sorry about him, Ewan. He's been hitting the sauce today. Anyway, let's not waste any more time on this tedious setup. Shall we record the interview?
Accurate use of the word.
Yes.
Right, yes. Hit play, Joe.
For fuck's sake. What cop out?
Oh, it's
still going.
Wow, what an interview. You really messed up there, Ewan.
The arrogance.
Shut it, Ewan. You've given me just what I need to bring you and your little faith down. I, IMAX, god of fresh new movie reviews, will stand alone on Mount Olympus as the one true god. Show him, Joe. Replay the interview. Show him what we have.
I hope you like it.
Just play the interview back. Don't leave the little man waiting.
Well,
don't be embarrassed, Joe. As long as you did your job, it'll be fine. And you definitely did your job. You're a pro.
It didn't kind of go very well.
I think I did okay, Joe. Oh, God. You didn't record it.
Is that a bit shit?
It's the simplest job in the world, Joe. I want a monkey could do your job.
Let's do it again.
I don't think Ewan would want to give up Vatican secrets again, Joe. I thought you were a pro at this stuff. This stuff being hitting a button.
Not very good at it.
Gee, I wish you told me that earlier. Anyway, what do you think of this episode of IMAX?
You smashed it.
Damn straight. And now to end it, why don't you do what you're best at and hit record, Joe?
Fantastic. Well done. Best one yet.
Oh. Actually, can't help but feel there's a few digs at Joe there.
Yeah. There were. I did notice that.
Do you two want to go out and have a straightener?
Nice boxes.
Oh, hi.
Oh. Steady.
Hello there.
All right, mate.
It's I. Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Terence Cash.
Hey, hey, baby.
I thought it might be. I thought you should have recognised him.
You should have recognised the voice.
Yeah, sorry. What a haircut, Terence.
It's missing, yeah. missing it.
My throat is beyond fucked.
Okay.
Call me one of your classic porny stars, because this thing's been worked at non-stop.
Terence Gash.
Yep. Very fun. I love that.
Yeah. TC, what are you up to?
Well, you've probably seen the news.
About COVID?
COVID? I had no idea. Okay. No idea. I don't read the news.
You did last
I've been
time
walking you around the streets. It's fine. No one cares. That's not a real cough. That was fake. For emphasis.
Nice. Right. Good stuff.
So it seems like you're doing satire, but yet you don't watch the news and don't know what's going on.
I don't even know what satire is, baby. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
And the only thing I care about are the three B's of business.
Go on. Go on.
Bye.
How are you spelling bye?
B-E-Y. Become a seller, as in a seller of goods and services, and bung it in your cellar.
What was the last one?
Bung it in your cellar.
Oh, right. He said right. Bugger.
I'd never bugger anyone in my cellar. I use the bedroom.
Look, is that the third B?
Bedroom.
Bugger in the bedroom.
So, Terence, first question. Obviously, B-E-Y.
I'm a seller, not a speller.
Join the
How's
club.
How's the potato business going?
Awful.
Oh, sorry.
People tell you that...
You're all full of spuds.
I love this guy.
Thanks.
He cracks me up. No, I had a cellar full of spuds.
Yeah?
They turn into what I can only assume is potato sludge.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a thick paste with the consistency of mash, but nice. Tastes of rot.
Okay, it's not ideal.
It shouldn't be the consistency of mash.
No one. Unless somebody's been mashing away in my basement. Anyway, I have decided to move on to what I can only assume is alcohol selling.
Right.
Yeah? Right, okay.
You know, I'm a businessman, and what they say in business school, which I assume is a place you could go,
yeah,
is buy low, sell high.
Nice.
Right.
I've got a basement full of mash. And I've got bottles, empty bottles, discarded all around my home.
Nice.
Because I've been drinking non-stop since the lockdown.
Didn't you have some bad news about your company, Terry? Because I did read about this in the local news.
Yeah.
Which brings me back to my original point. The newspapers, a.k.a. the Daily Mail.
Nice.
Because you probably don't know this, but I have a Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Nice.
Every
yeah,
day
yeah.
I'm being a male.
Yeah, yeah. See what you did there.
It's crazy. So,
if you're not passed out drunk.
For 24 hours, baby. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Terrence, what's more rotten, you or your potatoes?
Well, my insides are very rotten. I've got about 4 weeks left to live. Anyway, back to my original
this is
point.
How you spend.
Great news. I've got a new shop.
Oh, well done.
Everyone loves my new shop.
Yeah.
It's called...
You're assuming.
No, I hand out questionnaires after every sale. It's called Tesco. After
Tesco.
Me. Terrence. Tez.
Yeah?
People will come into my shop and buy my wares.
Yeah.
Not my underwears.
You don't wear any, do you?
No, not at all.
Go see your spuds.
Got a potato sack around my midriff. Like a loincloth from Tarzan. Oh. Anyway, great company. Until the fat cats at the top of Tesco, which is apparently a shop. I don't know.
You don't read the news.
I don't read the news. I get my information from smoke signals. Like a Native American.
It's amazing how well informed you are in Spain, all things considered.
So I've got this shop full of vodka, which I make from my potato mash.
Yeah.
Mmm. Tasty.
Lovely.
And then the fat cats from Tesco say, close up shop, baby. Give us all your profits, baby, and your wares. And I've got nothing. Except I still have some lovely sweet body.
They didn't want that.
They didn't want that. Oh, apparently it's poison and kills people.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Allegedly.
Myths.
So you've been drinking a lot of
I've been drinking a lot. And I'm not dead yet.
No.
I do cough up blood every week.
You said you got a month to live.
Did I?
Yep.
No, I couldn't have said that.
Terry, are you drunk now?
We probably don't have it recorded, but you definitely
silence, boys. I've come on to the Stephen Tries podcast because I have a vat of vodka just sitting around in my home somewhere. And if you want a piece of that action, just give me a call on a number which would hopefully be at the bottom of the screen.
Terence, you've come on, told us that you're going to die in a month.
Yeah.
You've been sued by Tesco.
Sure.
And you're an alcoholic.
Sure.
And that was all a ploy to plug in you vodka.
Vat of vodka.
So you've not been sued by Tesco.
Oh, I've been sued, baby.
You're not dying.
I am dying, baby, but I'm a businessman through and through. I've got a vat of vodka to get rid of.
Right.
Do you want it?
I don't want it, sorry. It sounds like it's making you very ill.
Yeah.
No takers?
I'm sorry. Good. Sorry, Terrence. I feel like this is...
Yeah. This is goodbye.
I would say maybe just pour it away. Maybe draw a line under your dad's inheritance.
Life.
Say... I messed up there and start afresh.
And do what, baby?
Invest in something else, you know, Bitcoin.
Just enjoy the few weeks you've got left.
Yeah.
I hear paint's selling.
Yeah.
Paint?
Your vodka's probably paint stripper if you want
paint
to sell
stripper,
that.
Baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the paint stripper store. Or should I say the stripper store.
Oi!
Where strippers go and buy things.
And paint them.
Goodbye, Terrence.
See you, Tez. Weird man.
A very odd man.
Not well. Not well at all. He looks really bad.
He looks so thin. Pale.
He's lost so much weight.
For the listeners at home, they're being ironic. Should we move on to Stephen Price?
Stephen Price.
Last week, you may remember, it didn't happen.
I did notice that, actually. I didn't connect the dots, to be fair.
Yeah, man. Just in time for fortune teller.
Oh, very exciting.
Got a bit of blood on your nose.
Yeah. Joe, bit you up pretty bad, yeah?
It biffed me proper.
Yeah.
Okay, here is fortune teller.
Oh.
What's that coming over?
So guys, if you know all four artists and songs, tweet it and you could win
this piece of paper, which today I wrote my truth on.
We haven't even given out the past prizes, so I feel like this...
Do you know where the past prizes are?
They're in my room.
Nice.
Just waiting to be shipped out.
What about a PlayStation 5?
I don't even have one myself,
oh,
mate.
Oh, right.
You could buy one for someone, though.
Yeah?
That'd I couldn't. Nice. They
would be lovely.
Literally none. I've looked. You don't think I've looked?
Guys, if we smash 10 likes on this video, Max is going to get you a PS5.
Who?
everyone that likes everyone. It. No, you like it? Got yourself a PS5. One more incentive you need.
Let's move on to Dave Raves.
It's Dave's Raves. Gotta get those Dave's Raves.
He's angry.
I've had a lot of time to think over these past 2 weeks that I've been locked away. I was laying in my bed the other day.
Nice.
Well, during the 2 weeks. And
yeah, man.
I was thinking in my head, I was like, it's hot in here, isn't it? It's really hot in here. I need to turn.
In bed,
I was thinking of my lines.
And I was like, it must be the radiator. And then another thing popped into my head, thinking, what come first, the word radiate or radiator?
I'd say it's the word radiate. Yeah, I think a lot of words like derived from like Latin and stuff. So yeah. To radiate, radiation.
Heat.
Radiation
doesn't even need to be heat.
Yeah.
When Tom was a kid, all everyone spoke was Latin.
Yeah. Oh man.
Bogey. Don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't remember a word of it.
I was at work, like putting away the crisps because I'm up at a shop now.
Nice.
I thought, what came first?
The crisp or the
cheese and onions?
And I had an epiphany. So I was reading the back of the crisps, and it had a date on it, and all these dates had something familiar. They all ended on a Saturday.
As to Dave's employers, he will do some work in the future.
He's walking around with a fucking calendar.
What's going on here? He's checking his crit.
I guess it's set to the end of the week, and so if your calendar, some calendars start on a Sunday, don't they?
Exactly.
So Saturday's the last day of the week.
All of them.
Monday.
And then I was thinking in my head whilst I was at work again, these people kept giving me money, and I was like, all right, that's a £1.
Do you work on the tills?
Sometimes. Yeah. And then I had another epiphany. I thought, and I figured out, that no number has the letter B in it up to a billion.
He's right.
There's one for you.
That's pretty good, yeah, to be fair.
Best Dave Raves yet.
Yeah.
Also,
are there other letters?
A doesn't come into it for a while, is that right?
11.
God, he's got me there. A doesn't come into it for...
No. And A's a vowel. That's
well, I guess in our 101.
1,000, I think, might 100. Be good.
Thousand,
and
one.
No,
101.
Yeah,
1,001. You do, like, in language,
right,
you do, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Thank you very much, Dave.
You're welcome.
Well, now it's time for the most bonkers boy in all of Benidorm. It's Tom Looney.
Looney.
Keep it short. He resents this segment. This week I put together some of the world's most dangerous drugs that have such frightening consequences that you have to question why
would you
even partake in this. First drug is Crocodile, which is a desamorphine. Apparently, there's been a lot of documentaries about this.
I've heard of this.
In Russia. So I think it is available over the counter, but most of the time it's made, you know, kind of in labs and stuff, kind of illegally. If you inject it and it goes into just the, you know, anywhere but the vein, it can start flesh eating.
God. Can you imagine if the film was actually the Crocodile Hunter?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. It's half a load of needles.
Yeah, that's not a syringe.
It's a syringe.
I think it gets its name because it's like you can turn your skin into like scales.
Scales.
Wow.
And that of a crocodile before eventually the rot just rots altogether. Oh. There's pictures of people just like holding their arm up, but it's just like bone.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's just
not nice.
How do they hold their arm up if there's no muscle?
Oh, it's there. It's kind of there. Skin's gone, mate.
Skin's gone.
Got you there, mate.
The
old rival.
Picture will be in the description. You're so clever. Just came here and just knocked out your hands.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's like you're holding a pie.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah, man.
I like pies.
Have you heard of Devil's Breath?
Nah, I can't say I have.
This is what you've got now, mate.
Devil's Breath, yeah. Good stuff. I don't know, you may have heard of this in another referred to elsewhere. It's the one that you blow into, it comes from Colombia.
Oh, God, yeah.
The one that you blow into people's faces, and it's said that they lose all sense of self.
They turn into a zombie,
and it can last like 24 hours.
Bloody hell.
So, obviously, it doesn't always result in having someone that you can completely control. Yeah. People can pass out, people have died, but people have been known to go and empty their bank accounts and just willingly give up their possessions.
Just did to Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. It's like a specific warning when you go to Colombia. More than ever, just don't ever accept any food, you know, from like strangers. Not that you would.
Yeah.
Scary stuff. Licking toads. You did that for a while, didn't you?
Lick toads.
And they upgraded to human.
In and around the river.
Oh,
a hogweed around this.
I've been digging to it.
It's the Colorado river frog is the one that this is most associated with. Mm. So, like, it's venom. I don't know how much of a deterrent it is, because predators will still eat the frog, but, like, dogs eat the frog, they'll die. So, like, raccoons have a really clever way of kind of, they've had to learn to kind of drag them out of the water backwards and eat them from the belly forward, so they don't, you know,
get the contaminated bit.
But basically, if you lick them, it can cause, like, it's like acid.
Yeah.
But it's also got a toxin in there that they secrete. And so, you know, if you lick the wrong frog, you can puke blood and even die. So
stop licking frogs, guys.
Yeah.
Dicey stuff. Do we want a couple more?
Last one.
Last one.
Okay, right, I've got two. Got two.
Last one, Tom, every time.
Okay, Jenkum. This was made popular in Zambia. It's quite a poor country. But you go to these sewer pipes, you'd scrape away the shit, the brown sludge that's left secretion, force it into a bottle, tap it down so there's enough space for methane to form, and you just put like a bag or a balloon over the top of it and leave it to ferment for about a week, and then you inhale. And it causes a, like, yeah, it can cause a high. It's sniffed and apparently makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I don't know how you'd get past the smell.
You just fall in love.
Some good ones I'm going to be leaving off, but you know.
Well done, Tom Looney.
That was insane.
Yeah. You really don't like this segment, do you? Like, it's just.
We've got to keep it tight at this point.
That's fine, you know.
Would you rather.
Would
you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
Have we got time? So I'm just being sore, but it's fine. Yes. Go on.
10 minutes. Gambling, easy.
True.
Sorted. 150 years. All you'd get from 150 years is
it's more interesting.
It would, but here's a question.
Steal inventions from 100 years from now.
That is true. But then would you not change the time? Or continuum.
Don't bother me.
That is a good one.
I think it's too far in the distance. If you tell people about things, they'll be like.
What you need is concrete plans.
you wouldn't do this to tell people.
Yeah.
I'd do this, as you said, this is a great money-making scheme. Yeah.
150 years is too far ahead, I think.
Like that film with it's a shit concept, but the guy the Beatles were never a thing.
Yesterday.
Looking forward and just, you know, the next, you know.
Big music trend.
Big music star.
But do you reckon Skrillex would have been good back in the Beatles time?
I'm sure it's worth it. I'm sure you could monetize it.
Mm. Yeah. I'd go 10 minutes.
10 minutes is great for gambling. Yeah. 150 years, inventions maybe, but as you said, you'd need to see the plans. Yeah. And then memorise those plans.
I was on 150 at first when I first heard the question. Then you as soon as the gambling one came out, I was like,
150 years, you could be the guy that invented the flying car.
True. I guess the risk of 150 years as well is imagine knowing you're going to die in.
Yeah, that
months.
Would be shit. You look 150 years, and it's just an apocalyptic wasteland.
Imagine if you look at 10 minutes and it's
still
in 10 minutes. You're not here in 10 minutes. You might as well put it all on black.
Yeah. Would you rather travel the world for free for a year or have $50,000 to spend however you please?
That's a really good question.
Thanks, guys.
I'm not really bothered about Asia, so I'll probably just take 50 grand.
And nobody clipped that first bit up.
What I meant is I don't plan on visiting
Asia. I'm not really bothered about Asia. Boring.
And that was the Stephen Trask podcast.
I just meant like travelling wise, it just doesn't suit me. Like.
I think it's with 50 grand, I could probably set myself up quite well.
It's about 38.
No, travel the world for free for a year.
I think I'd do that.
Although not during COVID. Right now, I'd take the money. I can invest it in something.
But then, if it was from now, you'd get the European Championships. You just go.
I might have to keep self-isolating after, 14 days each time, 10 days, it'll add up.
Oh, yeah.
Spent half the year sat in a hotel room. This is so good. I'm so glad I turned down that $50,000. Yeah. I'm living.
But you, Max?
Take the money.
Yeah.
Invest heavily.
Heavily.
Yeah. Yeah, non-stop investments, baby.
Woo! Give it to Terence Cash, bring him there.
Who?
Life-saving treatment.
Never met him.
You'd really get on.
What about you, Steve? Travel.
I think take this whole situation out of the question.
Yeah. Then I'd travel.
Then I'd travel, 50 grand.
Okay.
Wouldn't go far.
Now it's time for
Put it to the max.
Put it to the max. To the max. Put it to the max.
Also, thank you very much to Audio Always for having us here today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Lovely room.
Audio.
I like the little table. We'll have a link in the description on both audio platform and YouTube.
Yeah. Hey, fellas. I've been watching the podcast for a few months now, and I've noticed that when someone is away, a male fills the gap. Ooh. This has led to the podcast becoming a bit of a sausage fest, excluding Max's luscious looks.
I don't rein that in.
So for female viewers like myself, I feel as though the feminine view can sometimes go amiss. Would you ever consider having a woman on the podcast, assuming that you know one? Many thanks, all the best. That's from Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Well
done,
Lou. Loser.
Hey, Lou. Poo, Lou.
What's your problem, Lou? What she explained it. We don't know any women.
Not that, yeah.
I think if you watch the Friends episode, I have no female friends. Well, not lots, anyway. Mm.
There's doubts as to whether Jen is even real.
That's so true. Never seen her.
I saw her, but she looks very different from the pictures. So I think there's like a...
like a catfish kind of thing going on there.
Who'd be the ideal female to have on?
Mel and Sue.
Cat Deely.
That's two. That's one. Cat Deely.
Yeah.
She used to deal to her as well.
Funny story, actually.
First name that comes to my head is Tess Daly.
This group came together by chance, you know. We weren't just like, oh, no females allowed kind of thing. So the fact that we're four males, you know, there's a chemistry here.
Joe,
you know,
five. We'll get a female on one day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had Hollywood.
What's the next one, please, Tom?
Hi, lads. I hope you are all good. I'm a big fan of the pod and would like to hear any advice you might have regarding talking to girls. As boss players yourselves, I'm 18 now, and I've been invited to a few house parties where some girls from another school have been there. They've gone well so far, considering the fact that I'm naturally quite a person and I get anxious meeting new people and haven't really had much experience. I was wondering whether you had any pointers on how to approach people for conversations that will keep them going. Not necessarily just for girls, but for anyone in general. As someone who struggles with interacting with people, I found listening to podcasts like yours to be very helpful, and any other advice would be appreciated.
So what I thought for this was we could maybe role play it. We could have Dave, do you want to be a hot girl?
I'll be
another hot girl.
You be the guy.
Nah, mate.
You're the guy.
Much better improviser.
Max can be a cool bloke.
I'll be a jock. I'm your dad.
Yeah.
I'll come to the party with
you.
Go on, Tom, take it away.
So I was talking to Brian the other day, and you wouldn't believe what he just said. He was like, "Oh my god, you got the perfect."
Hey, girls.
You too, though.
You're right there, honey.
Oh, that's me, boy. Get in there, son. Chat away with the girls, lad.
Sorry, Dan. You're all right.
Oh, top marks, boy.
I don't feel comfortable with this case.
No,
I'm his daddy.
Could you lose your ugly friend, please?
Can you shut your fucking face, yeah?
Oh my god.
My taxes pay for your fucking house here, mate.
You better not be talking to me.
I fucked your mum.
Right.
I know your mum, she's Kathy Needham, right? I've been banging her, that's from last week.
Get on my fucking
side. After that funeral, mate.
Oh my god, it's keep going.
So I hope that helps with you. Bring your dad.
Based out on my mum.
Based out on my dad.
Oh my god.
It's time for the final question.
It's the final question.
If you could take a pill which gives you the ability to fully utilise your brain, you know, like limitless. Would you take it? So basically you can do things that...
Sherlock, basically.
Right. You can see a lot of the world.
You'd be using parts of your brain that humans don't tend to use, and would make you super, super intelligent.
Genius.
Yeah.
But then you have to keep on taking it.
You have to keep on taking it, and you kind of lose a bit of your humanity.
Yeah.
You feel disconnected from others because you feel above them. Because in a way, you are.
I don't think I'd take it, just because. Although it'd be nice to know the name of my aftershave, just like that. I don't feel like I'd be.
Well, you say you have to keep taking it. You know, it might be. Yeah. You know, it might be fun just for a night. You know, just
be there.
Boys get then together.
I think you have to keep.
Yeah,
it.
That's
the downside to it.
You have to. Because like, after you've stopped, you're gonna die. I suppose.
Other people will find out, no doubt.
Right. Well, I guess you've only really described dangerous side effects. Effects that aren't.
But then you are a genius as well.
No, I know, which is kind of appealing. I'd kind of like that.
No doubt. rise up in the world.
The side effects, you know, it sounds like I'm going to go insane and kill myself.
Yeah. Joe, would you take it and keep the mics on?
All of a sudden, I feel as though I've like tapped into something. I can tell when these go off now.
I just feel it.
Can't describe it. Can't describe it.
See, I've done all right being thick as shit in life, so I'll go with no.
You made a lot of money out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. I've done all right. Oh, I do. I stack shells for a living, and work behind a counter. So being smart ain't got nothing on me.
Give it time, Dave.
Yeah. Over time, I'll be there.
I'll catch up with you.
Thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. Today I was joined by Max Smith. Tom Looney. David Rees.
Oh, thank you. Good to be back.
And Joe McGrath.
Probably can't even hear this.
Let's enjoy it now because we won't hear it back.
Stephen like Tries, everyone.
Yes, bye.
Nice
one.
Oh yeah, B52 and Audio Always. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
You very much.
Yeah.
Idiot
really,
Stephen.
Really, thanks.
Idiot.
Thanks a lot.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.